Hey, what's up, guys? As always, Calm Business here with another challenge. Let's talk. The title is Identity. But before that, let me tell you something. I have a running nose. I have some allergy problem. If my voice isn't that strong, I'm sorry about that. So let's get into the challenge. I'm gonna talk about the topic of identity. You know, the title is Identity. You can go on and listen to AJ's podcast in Zabanshanas, of course. Go on and listen to it. It's a great, you know, podcast. It's about mainly it's about English, but he talks about identity in general too. So you can go on and listen to it. There is two sections that I love very much. You know, the first section is Tony Robbins section. He talks about identity himself. Of course, AJ puts his voice is a voice from his CD that is called, I believe, it was Lessons in Mastery. Yes, of course. The CD's name is Lessons in Mastery. You can go on in irlanguage.com. You can go on and download them too. There's a full archive of Anthony Robbins there. You can go on. If you're in an advanced level, you can go on and download them and enjoy his voice, his advices, and some other things that he can mention about life. He's a great person, of course. And of course, AJ introduced it to us in his Power English. So if you are learning English with Power English, you will be acquainted with that. So, by the way, he talks about Anthony Robbins. He talks about identity. He said, "We perceive the way we perceive ourselves can decide what identity we have. For example, if you perceive someone by watching, by listening to them." And you decide that that someone is a scum, is a jerk. And if that become a belief, okay, that become a conviction, nothing can change it. And I experienced that myself. 3 years ago, I decided to change my friend's windows. I went to his house and I checked his computer. I found that he needed to change his window. So I changed it, and after several days he called me and said my sound card isn't working. So I said to him, changing windows won't hurt the sound card, of course. But he said, no, it hurt it. After you change the windows, this happened. And he tried to talk, behind my back somehow. He tried to say, terrible things. He said, Kambis heard my sound card, he did this, he did that. I don't want to get detailed about this, because it made me angry if I try to speak more than that. So after several days, he found out that he unplugged a cable from his speaker, and that was why he couldn't have sound in his computer. And he called me. He said he's sorry about that and several things. But he made an identity about himself in me. I found out that he's a piece of shit. I found out that he's an asshole. So after that, everything he'd done, I couldn't change his face in my head. No matter how much he helped me, no matter how much he tried to be good to me, no matter what, I couldn't change his face. His face was a piece of shit and asshole, of course. So you see the power of identity. And sometimes we perceive ourselves in this way. You know, sometimes we say we do something, for example, we try to do something, but we break something, you know, and we call ourselves a clumsy person. We say, oh, I dropped this, so I'm very clumsy, I'm very terrible. So we continue to say this to us, to ourselves, and at the end, it end up that we are clumsy because we believe we are clumsy. For example, if you believe that you're terrible at English, you will be terrible at English no matter what, because you are forcing yourself to be terrible at English. You will be bored, you will speak badly, you will be terrible at English because you have that kind of beliefs and identity about yourself. Your identity is someone who is terrible at English. So you tell me, what is your identity? What is the positive identity you have? What are the positive identities you have? And what are the negative ones? I have several negative ones. For example, I think I'm terrible at accounting, which I'm not, seriously. I know I can be better, but when it comes to practicing accounting, when it comes to learning accounting, I hate it, because I hate it and I have this kind of identity. And but the positive one is I'm good at drawing, you know. I say all the time, I say to myself, you're good, man, you're good, so you have to practice more, you have to have some intensity in your practice about drawing. So I try my best, I do my best to be better and better in drawing. And of course in English, I have a small vocabulary size, but I try to speak all the time. I, you know, type things, I try to speak, I record my voice in Zaban Shenas, of course. I decided to have different challenges to, you know, make you participate in those challenges to make you feel better, motivated. And that's why I'm encouraging myself, and of course you, to speak more, because to destroy the identity that you are a bad speaker, that you are a bad English speaker, of course. So I have a good identity about English speaking, of course, and even without much vocabularies, I have very small vocabularies. I sometimes when I read something, I can't find what the hell is this. Seriously, I most of the time when I see some words, I say to myself, why? After, you know, 8-9 months or about 1 year of studying English, still I have some problems with vocabularies. And this is a bad identity I have about vocabularies, but I'm working on it. I think it's a weak identity. I can change it too. So I'm not forcing myself to learn lots and lots of vocabularies. I'm sure I'll be better, by the way. And I said there are two sections that I like in that podcast, of course. I'm sorry. And the first one was Tony Robbins, and the second one was AJ himself. He talked about the nationalistic identity, and we can see it in our country too. For example, when you go to Tehran, a lot of you know, people from Tehran maybe make fun of you because of your accent, maybe because you're from countryside. Not all of them. Many, I have lots and lots of Tehran people, friends from Tehran, of course. I don't know, we can call it Tehranian people. I don't think it's right. But people from Tehran, of course. I have lots of friends. My best friend is from Tehran, Shayan. I talked about him a lot. And of course, his brother is my friend, his family is my friend. His family are my friend, of course. I know his uncle, I know his cousins, and you know, many people from his family. So most of them are my friends. I love people from Tehran. So I'm just giving you some example. And of course, in Resh we have this problem. Several years before, when I was in high school, a boy, a student from Tehran came and registered in R, a student, because his father had to move a lot. He was on a move most of the time because of his work, his job. So he came to our high school, and he had a hard time to adapt with us, because I can't understand why students were so tough on him, because he had accent, Tehran, accent that people in Tehran usually use, and they made fun of him. On that time I decided to see myself as him. I looked at him and I said, maybe when I got in Tehran, people will make fun of me because of my accent. So I said, what's wrong with people? So I decided to be friend with him. We got friend, and I still have some CDs from him as as a friend gift. He was a great boy. I like him very much. I forgot his name because I'm terrible at remembering names, but I like him very much, by the way. So what I'm saying is, what I'm saying and I want to talk is adaption. So if you go somewhere, you need to be adapted to them. For example, if you're learning English, you need to listen to British English, American English, Australian English, and Canadian English, and a lot of accents, and a lot of different accents, because you need to adapt them, you need to acquire them, because who knows, maybe one day you will face those accents. And of course you need to learn regional accents too, not exactly try to speak like them, no, just try to listen to them. For example, if you go to America, there is no such a thing just about one accent. There are several regional accents. Boston is a terrible accent that a lot of American usually make fun of them, fun of Boston accent. Seriously, if you go on and listen to one of Louis C.K.'s stand-ups, I believe it was, I can't remember it. Go on, search for "Live in Bacon Store." I listened to that stand-up about that show about 10 times, and I can't remember it. Seriously, I am, and that's an identity I have. That's a terrible identity I have about remembering names, because I'm really, really suck. I suck at remembering names, seriously. So, yeah. By the way, you can go on and listen to his show, and you will laugh a lot, of course. You will have a lot of fun, and you will see that he's joking about Boston's accent. And because he grown up there, and he knows better than anyone else. So you have to adapt to different accents, because who knows, maybe one day you will face one of those accents too. And even when you learn a lot of English, you learn a lot of materials and different vocabularies, grammar, and some other stuff, maybe you will have a hard time to understand different accents. So one thing that I'm doing myself, and I'll be doing myself, of course, is to listen to different accent in films. Usually I try to focus on the voices of the actor or actresses. So you can try that too. For example, in Walking Dead, people have northern accent. If you listen carefully, they are a little bit different from AJ's voice, AJ's accent. You know, AJ doesn't have any accent. He's talking the original American English, just like people from Tehran. You know, we have several, you know, accent in Persian, of course. We have Gilani, we have, you know, Mazandarani, of course, a lot of different accents, Mashhadi, and Kurdi, we can call it an accent. I don't think it's kind of, I think it's language, but we have several languages and accents in Persian too. So you have to adapt yourself, and when if you adapt yourself, of course, it's going to be very fun and entertaining, because you're gonna have more fun. For example, if you go to Mazandaran, you will understand some of their speech and their speaking, because you know what are they talking about, and that's gonna be fun. You can, you know, have some question mark on your over your head, because you don't know, because you don't want to adapt yourself. So you need to adapt yourself, and of course have some goals about learning English, because if you are learning English, please have a goal about, you know, taking a journey to English speaking countries. You know, go there and try to travel somewhere to use English. And of course, many of us will do such a thing, and I'm sure I will do it too, because I don't want to learn English for nothing. I'm gonna use English, of course. So, by the way, this is the end of this challenge recording, and thank you all for listening to me again, and I hope you enjoy it. Bye for now.